today's cotton newsline is 7 cuts. All cuts are Michelle Huffman, agricultural economist for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
USDA's estimate is 450,000 bales less than last month. Upland production was estimated at 12.47 million bales and extra long staple, or ELS, production at 580,000 bales. Harvested area was an estimated 7.7 million acres, implying a non-harvested area of roughly 2.5 million acres based on USDA's revised acreage report. The resulting abandonment rate is 24.5%. The national average yield per harvested acre was estimated to be 813 pounds, 4 pounds less than the 5-year average.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This is based on harvested acres of 2.48 million and a regional average yield of 861 pounds, 5 pounds more than the region's 5-year average. The largest yield decline when compared to the 5-year average is expected to be seen in South Carolina, with yield estimated at 663 pounds per harvested acre, 226 pounds less than its 5-year average. North Carolina also will see a yield decline with an estimated 775 pounds per harvested acre, 57 pounds less than its 5-year average.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The largest yield gains in the Southeast are expected for Virginia and Florida. Virginia leads the region states with an estimated yield of 1,050 pounds per harvested acre, 177 pounds more than its 5-year average. Florida yield is estimated at 915 pounds per harvested acre, 110 pounds more than its 5-year average.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Expected production is 2.7 million bales. Harvested area is estimated to be 1.27 million acres, and the expected yield is 1,020 pounds per harvested acre. All the region states are expected to see yield increases when compared to their 5-year averages.
Fifth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Louisiana is more than 150 pounds more than its respective 5-year average, with an estimated yield of 960 pounds per harvested acre, while Tennessee is 117 pounds more than its 5-year average, with an estimated yield of 979 pounds. Missouri leads the region states with an estimated yield of 1,103 pounds per harvested acre.
Sixth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The upland crop is estimated at 4.37 million bales. Expected harvested area is 3.46 million acres, and the regional average yield is 606 pounds, 46 pounds less than the region's 5-year average of 652 pounds per harvested acre. The Texas upland crop is estimated at 4.1 million bales. Expected harvest area is 3.3 million acres, and the average yield is 596 pounds, 53 pounds less than its 5-year average, with yields of 818 pounds and 662 pounds respectively. Oklahoma and Kansas both will realize yields greater than their 5-year averages.
Seventh cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Upland production in the West is an estimated 952,000 bales with an estimated harvested area of 304,000 acres and a regional average yield of 1,503 pounds, 30 pounds more than the region's 5-year average. The greatest yield gain is expected for New Mexico, up 104 pounds to an estimated 1,191 pounds per harvested acre. The ELS crop is an estimated 580,000 bales. Harvested area is pegged at 184,000 acres with an average yield of 1,514 pounds per harvested acre.